a wind's hospitable passing. Sweeping along the road, dancing with the flowers, the wind subsides to entertain their bowings. The flushed faces of the flirting flowers seemingly interrogate its traveling. The wind's reply was as one rushed with places to see before he dies, to see the lily of the valley and mountain laurel. By gesture of a sudden rush, the wind left the flowers with the dust, raging high in the field, with the blossoms bowing still. As in childish play, the wind goes wild away in prance and dance, to entertain other flowers and sullen dust that lay. Soon the dust yields, blossoms withered, as in begging the wind to stay, mourning a dearest friend to leave town. Afterwards, a silence lingered to the soul's extinction of a sound. Dust was dying, and flowers fainted on the ground. It was a sad occasion. Plowed, the lonely dust lay turned. Shortly, tenants missed the wind, so the flower's field was burned. With the dust buried and flowers cremated, the wind in a season was hushed and never.